Do you have a website where people can get these at?
Just the Facebook page.
Just the Facebook page.
I want people to shop local. I want people to support their small businesses.
What's going on, guys? Dan Wise, Wise Media Studios. We are back for another Business Spotlight Thursday, and this is our first reoccurring guest. We have Miriam Camaro.
Hi.
So, Miriam, you are here. God, you're like one of the first people we interviewed in the old studio, Quiet Minds LLC, which was a life coaching company then, which you still do, but I think you've made some changes. And you're going to tell us a little bit about the shift, how that happened, but how have you been?
Been well.
Been busy. So since I've seen you last, you got married, you're having a baby, and you've had a busy, busy schedule.
Yep.
So Miriam's going to tell us all about Quiet Minds LLC and how she shifted into a new genre. But just before that, I want to make sure you guys, if you're looking for some awesome coffee, I don't have my own coffee. Wise Media Studios gets their coffee from Northtown Coffee Shop. It's over on Front Street. You guys should go check them out. Jesse Roberts is one of the owners. He's been on our podcast. He's also one of our sponsors, not just because he gives us money, but because they really do have some amazing coffee. And they've got some really cool techniques when they make their coffee. So check out the interview with Jesse. It was one of the cooler interviews that we've done so far. I think a lot of it is because Jesse also has his own podcast, and there's a link in the description to that as well. So go check that out. Drink their coffee. Love, be happy, all that good stuff. So back to you, Miriam.
Hi.
You look so nervous. Are you nervous?
I'm not, actually. You're not
good. So tell us, what's going on? How have you made the shift? Tell us a little bit about Quiet Minds LLC.
Well, like you said, originally when we started around at the 2021, we were an international life coaching agency, and we focus on faith and spiritual life coaching, which is basically just showing people and connecting people back with their faith and their spirituality and helping them process life in through that lens, essentially. And as time went on, we tried doing different events and getting in person and stuff with more of the coaches. We had about 12 coaches from all around the world. However, coordinating those events and getting those coaches in front of people, it was just, it didn't work very well.
I remember when you were telling us about it the first time, I was like, man, that sounds like a lot of moving parts. I had a headache after you explained it to me last time.
And a lot of the coaches, they weren't just coaches. They had full-time jobs aside from that. Some of them were professors. Some of them were actually going and getting their doctorates or going to school still or having families. Life happens. So then coaches were popping in and out and different things like that. So instead of charging people basically double for my coaching services, because I was pretty much the only one who was getting clients, I decided to cut my fees in half and close down the international side and just be Miriam Camaro Life Coaching. But just, I think, was in a month that I made that decision. I was just about to hit the kill button, basically, on Quiet Minds LLC when an organization, National Alliance on Mental Illness, they saw our coloring journals that I had designed for our clients. And they said, we want these for our conference, for the people who register and come to our events. Can you design something specifically for us, like with our cover or our logo on the front, and we can go that route? And sure, why not? So I did that. And since then, more organizations and more businesses have reached out to me asking for those coloring journals, as well as other printing services and my designing services for business cards, totes, just a whole bunch of different things. And so it's just kind of grown from there. But my favorite definitely right now is the coloring journals.
These are super cool. So when I was reading, because you filled out a little bio about coming in today, I was like, coloring, what? There's all kinds of therapy when it comes to art, coloring. I'm thinking there's going to be like these little cute coloring books, but these are, so they're journals, guys. And you got this on camera, Mario? So you can see the cover. It's really cool. And this is all made with like biodegradable, recyclable material, which is super cool, which you get from like India or something, you're saying, right? But then inside, it's got your regular, where you would journal, you make your entries, but then each page if you're like me and you need something to keep your mind busy, you like to use fidget spinners or whatever, this is kind of like a fidget spinner on steroids. So you've got your cool coloring designs over here, which are very kind. It's almost like a Zen garden on a piece of paper. So you can color in the lines. I could even see myself just taking a pen and like tracing inside of it. You can really do whatever you want with this. And then you go back to your journal. Each page is a little bit different. So you get to be creative. And a lot of people, you know, this is great because just sitting around the house, you'll pick this up and you might start coloring or whatever. And then all of a sudden you'll prompt you to enter in whatever is going on in your mind that day. What a super, super cool idea. And you've got this out in a couple of local stores here in Yakima, yes, right? Where do you have them right now? Can you tell us?
They're at Le Mercantile. They're at the Little Soap Maker. They're at Titan Village Drugs and DME, basically. And they're at the Soul Seeker. I think there's a few more, and I apologize to those stores that I can't remember right now, all the stores. But basically, I focus on small businesses. A big challenge with small businesses is that you can't order the volume that you need in order to get the big discounts your stores can.
Right.
And so my thinking is, if I have enough small businesses purchasing these, I can afford to sell them all at a wholesale price.
Right.
Because there's way more small businesses than there are Walmarts.
And what are these retail for? So what are the stores selling these for? Did the stores
sell? $12 to $15.
Oh, mm-hmm. The stores kind of set their own price.
They do.
Wow, that's so cool. And can people, do you have a website where people can get these at?
Just the Facebook page.
Just the Facebook page.
I want people to shop local. I want people to support their small businesses.
Very cool. That's kind of what this is all about. Small Business Spotlight Thursday. That's what we'll change the name just for Miriam. What's your Facebook page? Quiet Minds LLC. Mm-hmm. And is there any other social media like Instagram or anything like that?
There is an Instagram. Yes, there is actually. Yep.
So
that's where I release new covers because every cover is a limited edition. We recently switched to this cover. So this is our second design because we completely sold out of our first design already.
And how long did it take you to sell out of your first design?
Oh, 2 or 3 months.
So pretty quick.
Pretty quick.
It'll probably just get faster and faster as people start pre-purchasing. It's cool as you can theme these, like, yes, you know, Black History Month or like this month is women, right?
Yes,
women's History Month. I wasn't sure if I was saying that right.
Yes.
So you can really gear these towards different scenarios for what's coming on.
Right.
So you shifted from the life, well, you still do the life coaching.
I do.
But in essence, this is a brand new business, brand new concept. What kind of hurdles did you come about? Because now you've got suppliers, printing, all of these things that I don't know if you had experience in prior to this or not. So what's that been like as a small business owner?
I have experience in research. And so I love doing research. I love solving problems. And so this was just another problem that I love to solve, whatever that might be. So businesses often come to me, or nonprofits, usually nonprofits or small businesses, they'll come to me. Can you find something that's friendly but also affordable? And that I can print a logo or a design on. And I say, sure, give me some time. I'll do some research and I'll send you a quote. And that's basically how I introduce new products into the business. The biggest challenge.
So Judy, who we had in here recently, who's an illustrator, child's book illustrator, super cool. I'm trying to think of the gentleman's name that sells their books.
Oh, what is it?
I can't think of it offhand, but you're talking about, right?
Local guy.
He's in the description right now. He's probably up on the screen. But have you thought about reaching out to him? Because I think his only catch is there's got to be a nonprofit organization that is it all the proceeds or some?
All
of
the proceeds.
Oh, all of the proceeds.
All the proceeds have to go to, yeah.
Well, how do people make a living on that?
Well, you write 5 books and then you have one that goes dedicated to nonprofits, I guess.
Oh, okay. That's how he's doing it. Okay. That's pretty cool because this seems like something that, or if you donated a portion to that went to a nonprofit.
Yeah.
There's so many cool things here in Yakima of ways to get to go out and do this. So are you also the boots on the ground salesperson?
I love it. I love getting to know people and new businesses. Every business is so different and their focus and their energy is just, it's one of my favorite things.
Mario, can you picture adorable little Miriam waddling down the street as she's prego over here trying to sell books? Did you get pregnant just to help sell books?
No.
I can picture a lot of things.
So you go into have you created a sales pitch? What's your sales background?
That's a good question. I don't feel like I have a sales background. Although inpatient care, I did need to educate people. So I was kind of a sales pitch at that point was, hey, you're due for this, and this is important because it affects your health in this way. That's pretty much the only sales background that I have. And as far as a sales pitch.
Let's say you're going to come in, I'm Dan's crystal shop, and you walk through the door. Are you calling me first, or are you just kind of like walking in?
I just walk in. And I look around, and I see maybe sometimes I'll see other coloring books. Sometimes I'll just see journals. But really, energy of the place that gives me a inspiration for the first conversation. I'll say, hi, can I speak with the owner or the manager? And they'll say, yeah, that's me. Or, oh, he's right in the back. And they'll go and get him. And I'll say, hey, I love your place. I love what you're doing here. I'm a local printer designer. And these are the books that I've designed that are really unique. And they're 100% recycled. I think they would do really well in your store. And usually they say, these are amazing. And our clients would love this. And then they ask me, of course, how much are they? Wholesale, retail, and all that, all those details.
Are you able to discuss that? Or is that more of like business to business?
Oh, no, I'm wholesale. I sell them for $6 each. And then they retail for $12 to $15. Okay. So the concept of having these on that website with the publisher, yeah, and the proceeds go to
a nonprofit.
Well, this is kind of a similar concept in that I only mark them up a couple dollars for me. But the small businesses and the people who are actually on the ground and selling these in their stores, they're the ones that really see the most profit. And that's what I want to do. That's what I want to see. It's very hard as a small business to find a good product that you like, that you can afford, and then have a reasonable markup to where you're actually being able to continue your business.
Right. I think, have you come across any coloring books that are coloring / journal?
I've come across one, and it was specifically a prayer journal. I wanted it to be more flexible because this one you can use for college students too. I remember when I was in college, I would doodle while I was taking notes, but then I'd get lost in, I'd lose my spot in my notes because I had a bunch of doodles in the way. But this way, I'm able to actually take notes when I hear something like, oh yeah, that's important, but also focus and listen while I'm coloring in the journals. And it goes for meetings and all that kind of stuff, too.
You know, it's this coloring book / journal would do really well. Federal prison system. In prison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should really reach out to some prisons because in prison, as you know, you don't have a lot to do. You're either reading, writing, doing puzzle books, things of that nature, or you're exercising, working out, things like that. Things like this would, because people are, I've never read more books and I've never written more letters to myself than I have when I was in prison.
Yeah.
This would be, if I had something like this in prison, I probably would have filled one of these up every month.
Wow.
And obviously you probably want to work on the price a little bit for inmates because we work 40 hours a week for about $12 a month. So there's not a lot of money to be made in prison, but families buying these and sending them, needs to be made in a soft cover?
I haven't found any that are affordable.
So soft cover is more expensive.
Wow. Actually, because I'm picky about what I'm purchasing and what I'm selling.
Right.
Because the soft cover ones, they'll either be out of plastic, which is not recyclable, or they'll just be basically like, you know, a spiral notebook, and they're way too big. So far.
This is a really good size.
So far that I've seen.
This is a good size because this can fit most people that carry around any type of a backpack or you know, purse, this will slide right in, or like a laptop bag, backpack. This would be something super cool to bring around with you. Great for kids, great for car rides, airplane rides, train rides. What is it? I can't think of the movie right now. Planes, trains, and automobiles. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this, Mario? Would you see yourself using one of these?
I don't see myself using one of those. What I do see is my wife and a bunch of my friends using them. Just not really a coloring guy.
Fair enough.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not good at writing down my thoughts in a journal.
I didn't think I was either. And again, going through the whole prison thing, I would write these letters every day. And a lot of them, you'd write letters to kids or family, but I would also write letters to like dear future Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot like journaling. And then you go back and you read some of this stuff with your entries. And man... And then you said you're also looking into some new ideas with seed paper. Can you talk about that?
It's just another medium that I think is really cool. But basically, they press seeds into paper in between paper, and then you print on it whatever it is you want, a flyer, a brochure, business card, anything, and or postcard. And then when the person is done with whatever that item is, they can put it in a pot, they can put it in the ground, and it will sprout flowers or things. It's so cool.
It's so neat. Those would be great for, like, you know, even, like, I hate to say it, like funerals and things like that.
Right. Very memorable type things. I was thinking that too. Yeah. Even for schools or like, you know, those financial literacy courses and things for kids and even for adults. It's like a metaphor that what you plant.
Oh, yeah.
It takes time, but it blossoms, and money is very much the same way. And
it's great for Earth because you're not left with all this paper and stuff.
Right.
What am I going to do with it? Yes, mm-hmm. I could go be responsible and recycle it, but there's a good chance I'll probably put it right in the trash when I'm done. This, I could just throw out the window and not have to worry about it. It's still kind of littering, right?
Well, then it turns into flowers.
So, Miriam, people find you on Facebook. That's the main spot under Quiet Minds LLC. They can purchase these from you as well at retail price?
Yes, they can.
What's your retail price?
It's $12.
$12.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it should be. I think there's shipping and all that kind of stuff on the Facebook page. When you order and all that, you could see it there. But those are for people who are out of the area or there's no local shop that sells them yet.
So if it's somebody that wants to get it locally from you, you would just point them to one of your suppliers? Or not supplier.
Some of the small businesses.
Yeah, the small businesses. And you give me a list of those small businesses and we can list those here. Shout out to the small businesses that are the whole idea of supporting local, helping local businesses. I'm sure you could go on Amazon and get something similar, but how cool is it to have somebody in the community that is going through the effort to get cool. It just feels cool. Just touching it. It feels like it's
grounding.
It's got this very earth feeling to it, a grounding feeling. Mm-hmm. It's biodegradable. It's not going to hurt our precious earth. I'm going to buy one. And just because I think it'd be cool just to see what I write in it and then check back. So any local businesses, if you're interested, can come be a sponsor on our podcast. You can reach out to Miriam through Facebook and you can sell these in your store. I'm going to reach out to Brianna over at Downtown Association of Yakima because she's tied into the whole community and her husband opened up a cool little shop where they're selling stones and crystals. Yeah. And I think something like this would sell really, really well in there. So congratulations, Miriam.
Thank you.
And congratulations on getting married and getting ready to have a baby and running a business. So kudos to you, man.
We'll stay busy.
Anything else you want to leave people with that we didn't discuss?
Well, stay tuned. I'm always coming out with new products. And if you think that aligns with your store or just whatever you're going for, maybe you have an event coming up that you want something memorable printed on, let me know. I'd love to help you out and provide you with some affordable and eco-friendly
options. You do business cards and everything, right?
I do.
So you're kind of a one-stop shop. Well, Miriam, thank you so much. Come check out Miriam's Coloring Journal. You can check her out on Facebook under Quiet Minds LLC. There's a list to all of the businesses that you can go purchase this book from locally. So, Miriam, thank you so much. It's a pleasure as always.
Thank you.
Guys, get out there. Get your book. This is super cool. Bye, everybody.